would you get, oh, let's say you went down to buy 25 cents worth of candy, what would the grocer put it in?
Almost don't put it in a paper sack.
Well, just a little. Okay.
I think they come in different sizes.
If you wanted somebody to put as much of something as he could in a wagon or on a truck, what would you tell him to do?
Well, I would tell him to fill her up.
And that's, when he got it filled up, what would you call that?
Say, I'll take a truck up and tell him to fill her up. And after he has done that,
What would you call the amount of the stuff that was on the truck?
A load?
Load?
Yeah.
When you were a boy, did you ever call this a turn? If you had a wagon or something and corn that you were going to take to the mill or something?
There it is.
That's me, I hope he thinks you
are. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's not really that old.
Is that
right? I mean, it's, I don't know how to put this.
You probably, if you went more down south, you probably would hear.
You can still get it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the thing down there is still going. And then if you have only part of a load, what would you call that? I don't have a load, I just have a...
No, I would call it a jag.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's common, too.
How do you spell it? That's what I like to
spell. J-A-G, jag, I guess.
Gotta use that a lot.
What did you get horseshoes in?
You mean what we bought them in?
Yeah, how were they shipped?
I don't know, we bought ours at a hardware store.
You know how he got them?
No, I don't.
How about nails? How did they come?
They probably came in caves.
This is a little barrel.
A wooden cave. No, I don't think I ever did see how horseshoes came.
I remember as a kid, they were a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah.
I could never get a matched set. I always had one that was about that thick, and then I had a great big old plow horseshoe. Drive an old axle and an old broomstick out.
I never could pitch horseshoes. I think a lot of guys would just stand there. Just like them servants talk to them with. They'll do everything but go on a peg for me.
Yeah, that's my trouble. I like to throw them.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun until my fingers get sore.
Yeah, I'm not any good. If, the kid next door had a set while we were growing up. We'd go out and throw those things. Wonder we didn't kill each other.
I never could make the suckers line up right. You would get a fourth or a half turn wrong every time.
And if I get them right, they'd hit that stake in my
mouth. Yeah, that's my.
If you took a jug down to the store to get, say, a jug of vinegar, what did you put in the top of the jug? What did you call it?
Most of the time I put a cork.
And if you had a jug of bleach or something, one of those rubber plugs?
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Stopper? No, it would be a stopper, wouldn't it? People are going to send me to college.
He don't know.
Who don't? Me?
No.
I know I don't.
Yes, they
don't
know.
You know?
Don't ask him. No?
Hmm?
I don't know. Stopper.
Some people call them all corks. Cork is just a plug.
Okay.
What do you put in the top of the jug before you pour anything in so you can hit the hole?
Funnel.
Something different now. What do you call that musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and you shout and blow on?
A harp?
Is that? And then the one that you twang? What's that one? You ever have one of those? Put it against your teeth and hit it a bell and it goes bang.
Oh, I heard of them and see them